What's up, guys? It's Do You Ship, and tonight it's going down between Spoby and Malik. You won't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's all the way you look at me. I love this song. Love. I love love.
I see.
Guys, I'm excited. We are here.
There's a lot of pressure going on for this episode, too. Not going to lie.
I'm really nervous, guys.
I'm really nervous.
Malik has such a great fandom that I don't want to disappoint them. There's a lot of weight on my shoulders.
How do you think I feel? I've got Spoby.
Like, but I have Malik.
I have Spoby.
We're still in the
air. All right, chill out.
Okay, you know what? All right. The competition's already starting, guys. What's up? Thanks so much for joining us for Do You Ship. And I guess we'll go around and introduce ourselves before we start knocking each other out.
Let's do it.
All right. What's up, guys? I'm Candace Cruz.
I'm Allie Nasta.
I'm Drew Jones.
And I'm Carla Beltran.
So these two ladies have switched spots with us. This week, we're competing against each other. Your team, Malik. I'm Team Spoby.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell beforehand.
Allie is hashtag Malik. Candace is hashtag Spoby.
And then Drew and Carla, you guys are our judge and our fan.
Yes. Like, chat. So, hey guys, I'm part of the chat. So, talk to me. Let me know who you're rooting for. We have a lot of, I think right now there's a tie between
Spoby. Is there a tie?
And Malik, yeah.
Are we sure?
Guys, make sure also when you're in the chat with Carla, if there's a point that you can help us out with, if we seem to be struggling, please help us out in that chat right there.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta get your girls back, okay?
No, help me. Please help me. Help me. I got 7 seasons here. You know what? All right.
I got
all my notes. I came prepared.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous. All right.
You should be. You should be very nervous, actually. I'm really nervous, too. I watched a couple of clips from Malik to prepare myself to see what I was up against. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you got a good game, girl.
I do.
I'm prepared.
I love them.
Let's do this.
All right. We got to get this party started. So we will do a quick breakdown of the game. We have 3 rounds, each a different topic, where our two lovely competitors are going to have to debate why they feel that their character owns that topic. At the end of each round, Carla and myself and you will decide who's won that round. Best out of 3 wins. I'm going to give you each 30 seconds to have your opening statements. Let me open.
I'm like having anxiety here right now.
That's hard.
So much pressure.
Yeah. We get it. We were there last weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, now I didn't understand.
The 30 seconds are going to feel like they're going to fly by.
Yeah. Okay, I hope so.
All right. Who would like to go first?
I will go first.
All right.
Yes.
I was like you.
The opening statement for Malik. And go.
Malik, these are two people that were forced together by immediate eye contact and love connection from first sight. There was no wavering moment that ever passed by where these two weren't connected when they were in a room. Everybody around them can tell when Malik is in love and is they just have this weird chemistry that just is undeniable. And at the end of the day, they've let no one and no bad thing get in the way of their
Time's
love.
Up.
That is hard.
That was
all right.
That was real good. That was real nice.
That was good.
And the case of a Spoby.
A Spoby.
Ready, go.
Okay, guys. So Pretty Little Liars, we have a huge fandom, obviously. 7 seasons, and there's already a spinoff. But one of the foundational parts of this show is Spoby. And they have been together on and off. We know they've had a rough relationship, but it's always had a foundation of love and trust and respect and fighting to protect one another all the way through. And I know that you guys are going to help me win this argument all the way through. Spoby, we love you dearly, and
Time.
I just...
I know. It's hard.
All right. Well, here we go.
Well, Carla, what are the people in the chat saying? How do they feel about this?
People are rooting for Malik right now.
No!
Come on, guys. You got to help me out.
My opening statements weren't good enough.
Yeah.
All right. Carla, thank you.
I said yeah because I just read the comment by Billie Jean Girl 24 saying that Toby was twin raped by Spencer's twin and Spencer was totally okay with it.
Oh. Ruh-roh. I mean, I can address that if we need to address that.
All right, no need to address. Okay. We're going to start 5 minutes per round. You are allowed to go back and forth. Try to be respectful, ladies. Have some dignity.
Yes.
And
she has a smile, a bright smile.
And but most importantly, have fun.
Exactly. And remember, we're judging you. The first round is longevity. And we will be starting it off now.
So I will just go off with saying, like,
what are we going with?
That the longevity of Malik is actually pretty strong, because it was from the moment that they saw each other, even though they've had some moments of unclarity because they've put each other first and before themselves. They've had some these little small moments that teetered between whether they were together or whether they weren't. But at the end of the day, they've always chosen each other and they always let their love come first. At the end of the day, they are still going strong, and they also, I mean, I feel like I kind of have said this, but so basically, Alec and Magnus have always decided that they were going to put the other person first, which sometimes that can hurt their relationship only because they're so passionate about one another and want the best for each other. But at the end of the day, they haven't had a moment where they've really... There might have been a couple moments where they've had some rocky moments, but at the end of the day, those rocky moments have not even put a glimpse on what their entirety of the relationship is. They didn't even let family get in the way, and I'm just saying that not even a wedding to set you up for success could get in the way of this relationship, and I would just like to start it off because I gotta show you guys that this was always meant to be. Steven in the booth, could you please put the video up of Malik's first kiss?
Enough.
Guys, this was just the start of their relationship, and obviously there was a long time coming before this kiss, and they were not going to let anybody get in the way, not even a wedding ceremony, okay? So this wedding had nothing on them, and he even was going to make sure that his parents knew, who are high up in the clave, and they got all this stuff that can definitely set his life up for so much struggle and failure, and you know what? He didn't care, because he chose love. He chose love, and so did Magnus, because technically you're not supposed to, like, downworlders and shadow hunters are not supposed to date, but they both didn't care. They just chose each other.
I have to say, that was a beautiful speech, and those tears, oh, it was so beautiful watching you watch that kiss.
I know. I'm excited. I they just make me happy. All right, so what's the downfall?
Nothing. That was actually, very nice.
Oh, thanks. Wow. All right.
I'm trying to, help you out here a little bit.
Oh, wow. She's helping me. I thought I was going to get some backfire. Thank you.
No.
I feel like with longevity, it's just hard because obviously you do have more seasons, but I feel like we have more strength of their relationship over just the course of two seasons in one episode in. So what are people saying in the chat for
longevity? Billie Jean Girl 24 agrees with you. She says that Malik was literally love at first sight.
Yes.
Even in an alternate reality, they found each other.
Yes. Even though they had every sign pointing towards no, and it pushed them even closer together. And they had so many things denying that this would ever be a thing. They didn't think it was even possible to date each other. And they made it a possibility in one of the most obviously, this was a very uncomfortable place to do it. It was at his wedding. But you know what? You can't fight fate and you can't fight love. Hashtag Malik. I'm done.
Woo! Not gonna lie. Right. That was a strong case.
That was really strong.
But is Spoby's case stronger?
Let's see.
We're going to find out.
We're about to.
And a go.
I mean, as passionate as you are about Malik and as much fire that they have, I have to say, you just don't have the actual longevity that Spoby does. We have, I mean, logistically, we legitimately have longer longevity within the relationship. And that's just truth. Over 7 seasons, they've had their ups and downs. But regardless of their ups and downs and their slight little hiccups of breakups, they have continued to come back to one another throughout the longevity of the show. And even in the face of not supposed to be together at the very beginning and in so many different situations, they have always come to fight for each other and to always protect one another. I mean, they started in season one. Yes, they broke up in season two, but then they obviously came back very quickly in season two, go on to season three. And then, I mean, I just can't even argue it, to be honest with you. They even came through a pregnancy scare. They came back together. I feel like this is just a relationship for a long time. And I know that regardless of the ending, which we're not going to speak of.
What was the ending, just to clarify?
Okay, so he married someone else, but that's beyond the point. Beyond the point.
Basically.
No. Hold on. Everybody has had their first love, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone has had passion and fire, and they will always, always, always have a place in their heart for their first love.
But at the end of the day,
we don't know how y'all end up. Y'all are still going.
I would just like to say they didn't end up together. Yes, they are a couple seasons further in, which is a little hard. But I will say there hasn't been a season that, I mean, obviously we're only two seasons and one episode in. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I will say there hasn't been one where they haven't ended up together. And I feel as if that could be wrong.
Okay, there was one season where they didn't end up together, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, out of seven. One. You've only had two, okay?
But we still have the long lust of this actually continuing to happen.
Now, question. Seeing as they're both books, do you know where those two people leave off in the books? Because if I remember correctly, isn't Toby dead in the books?
That's not truthful. Funny, but it's not funny.
I'll be honest with you. Y'all don't kill me on the chats right now. I didn't read the books. Did you read the books of Shadowhunters?
I went to the library and got them. I'm like in the process.
So she doesn't know how it ends up either. So that's not a clarifying question.
Does anybody in the chat know?
Does anyone know?
Yeah, so we have a couple of people that are talking about Spencer and Toby. So I'll read a couple of comments.
Please, because I need some help here, guys. She's got a strong argument.
So we have Steven who said that Spoby is like the light and dark. They both bring out the good, the bad. Spencer saw the good in Toby when everybody saw the bad. They broke up with their lives, were in danger, and their love could not lose. And then we have Billie Jean Girl, who really is cheering for Malik, saying that Spencer hated Toby first, and she basically used him. She tutored him in French just to get something out of him.
Hold up. That is always misunderstanding. You can understand why she would have hated him at the beginning. She thought that he killed her best friend. You can understand why someone would hate someone like that. Until you have clarification, it's perspective. Candace. And guess what? They still ended up together, okay?
But the thing is, though, they didn't, because they didn't get married.
Okay, all right, that's aside.
Malik was love at first sight. So that's even, if you don't talk about endings, you start about
beginnings,
longevity. Already.
We're talking about longevity here. We're not talking about love at first sight.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, but from if you do longevity that's from start to finish.
That's later. Okay, right, sorry. Now we're talking longevity.
What's the rest? So Fina Juliana says, Spencer only knew about Toby from what Allison told her, when really he was a good person, but was blackmailed by Allie. Exactly. Spencer realized he was a good person and was intrigued by him.
Thank you very much. And I mean the passion, guys.
You guys, there's another comment.
Oh, there's more.
Says, it's 2MU12 said, many breakups in a relationship is not healthy.
Mm. Alrighty, I think it's, how much time does Candace have left?
You have 30 seconds left, Candace.
Oh, God. But the thing is if there's enough breakups, there was always a justification for the breakup, and then they always came back together, except for the end. We're going to forget that part. All right, we're taking that part out. But to continue to come back over all the struggles, I mean, they're facing death, they're facing pregnancy, they're facing a lot of hard issues that are causing these breakups. So you can understand, especially when you're young and you're in high school, where you would come from on that. All right.
I mean, we have a forbidden love going on, and they make it happen.
You know what?
All right.
Two seasons versus seven. I'm going to hold tight to that one.
It's time. Fans in the chat, go ahead and submit your votes for who you felt won that round. We will check it out. I know who I think I'm going with.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're going with?
I think so.
Candace.
I agree.
This is nerve-wracking. Malik fans, I love you guys.
My facial reactions are on point tonight, though. I can just feel it all over my face.
All right. You both had very strong cases. But the facts are the facts are the facts. And so we're going to have to go with Malik.
Over two seasons versus seven?
He's dead in the books, Kim.
So what? You can't use that. We're talking show, not you're right, book, you're okay? Right.
But they didn't end up together.
Well, I mean, and another thing that we have to look at is that you don't want to compare it at the fact that the show was older and it was in seven seasons in comparison to two seasons. Because, like, that's not – they're two separate things. Because then, like, then if they were at seven seasons and they were at seven, then it would be fair to kind of look at it in that way. But just based on the facts of how long – like, even though it's only been two seasons, the amount of time that they've been together for those two seasons was longer than the amount of time that Spoby was together within, like, seven seasons.
I think Allie drove home – don't give me death glare. I feel
like this is a losing argument against me, guys. I feel like I could fight all day, and I'm not going to win this one.
Me on Instagram.
You know what? Okay, hold the phone. We're not bringing this in yet.
I think the point that really drove it home was when Allie said that you don't have to necessarily look at how the things ended, but how they began, and that's very true, Malik. And
that has nothing to do with longevity.
But they
the term of longevity.
But they've overcome every obstacle and still been together.
Steven in the booth here?
Yeah.
Oh, Steven, what's up?
Hi, Steven.
When you look at longevity, you have to also look at its foundation.
Yeah.
Bow! Oh, Steven with the word.
I feel like I just need to go, guys. I feel like it's a losing battle here.
So it is now officially 1-0 Spoby, but that can change.
That could totally change.
It can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have compassion. And we have trust.
I feel like y'all need to flip those two, because if not, I'm going to lose this one.
The next round is a compassion.
Oh, thank you.
So, thank you. Seeing as Allie went first in the first round, Candace, we allow you to debate Spoby first. And you may go.
Okay, guys. So I may have lost longevity, but there is no denying there is a ton of compassion and fire and passion for this couple. Okay. They are fighting against an anonymous person. We know who A is now, but we're thinking throughout the entire series, they're fighting against death. They have lost friends. They have experienced things that no one should ever experience. And they come together in the face of evil. And they are constantly helping one another to overcome. And yes, we know that there are some ups and downs of when they broke up, but then you realize that he always came back and always did it for her. Toby was part of A because it was for her and to protect her. I don't know how much more compassionate you can be for someone than risking your own life for the other. Like, even in the face of, there's just so many different situations. Like, even at the end, the compassion for her during a pregnancy scare, and to be able to want to fight for this relationship and to be there and say, you know, we're going to make this work. And there's just so many different situations where he's always come back for her. There was a line that I had written down, and I have to find it in my notes now, but she had said she was apologizing for a situation. I can't remember which one it was. I was rewatching all these clips earlier. But either way, she was apologizing for something. He said, I know you. You don't have to apologize. I know you through and through. And you don't have to ever say you're sorry to me, because I know you. Like, that is compassion right there. To never have to apologize for anything, to just be 100% authentically you, is what I would want in a foundation of a relationship.
All right.
There you go. Boom.
All right, Allie, rebuttal.
Whew. Alrighty. So let's just start with Magnus has always put himself first, not only for Alec, but for the Shadowhunters as a whole. And if we know the series, it's that the Downworlders aren't supposed to really work with the Shadowhunters. They're not even really even welcome in the realm. But Magnus, because he's such a good person and has such a big heart and always puts not only Shadowhunters first, but he puts Alec first. He's welcomed himself into the Institute. And what's crazy, too, is that Magnus even has put his life on the line and almost drained all of his power in order to make sure that Alec was okay, to make sure his brother was okay, to make sure Jace was okay.
Clary, Spencer's done that, or Luke Toby's done that for Spencer dying. As well, but you know.
Luke was dying, and he even put all of his time and energy into Alec's relationships that he has with other people. And I think that's what's crazy about this compassion for this relationship, is that Magnus and Alec don't just show it through just each other, even when Magnus obviously has been on this earth for hundreds and hundreds of years, and Alec had never even been with anybody before, and he had the compassion to be like, listen, I will wait any, like, this is all on your timeline, I will wait for you, no matter what works for you, it works for me. And so that's one thing that he's put first. And then, like I was just saying, is that he's putting all these relationships that Alec has, he puts all the relationships that Alex has, is just first. So basically, I just think the way that he puts the Shadowhunters in front of even his relationship with Magnus and Alec, I just think that's very important. So there's that. Do you have anything to fight me on?
No, I mean, I think that they both, I mean, you made an argument of that he's putting his life on the line. I think not only does Spencer do that, but so does Toby. I think both of them put their lives on the line.
So tell me how Toby, okay, so how has Toby put his life at risk for Spencer?
Yeah, can we get some specific examples?
Oh my God. Then, okay. So specifically, I mean, joining a group of like A, and to fight and like to literally put your life on the line and not know what's going to happen in this, to protect Spencer and to always manipulate the situation in order to protect the other person that you love, seems like pretty much enough for me.
Carla, is there anybody in the chat who is helping Team Spoby out or Team Malik?
Team Malik is being supported by Billie Jean Girl 24, saying that
she really
Alec
loves you.
Saved Magnus from being killed when Valentine switched to bodies with him.
Yes, that's
and
a great.
And then, but Fina Juliana says that Toby joined the police force to get answers for Spencer.
Again, thank you very much.
But just like Billie Jean was saying, that was such a trying time for the relationship because Magnus and Alec had to see through an entirely different person, an entirely different body who was someone that they were scared of. He had to have the compassion to see through a different, entirely different person who was Valentine, this evil person. He had to see through that to see the soul inside a person. If that's not compassion, I don't know what is. You're seeing the soul of somebody inside an entirely different evil, of what you know is evil, that body, you're seeing inside of it in order to save the one you love. You're noticing their soul.
Well, I don't have superhuman natural powers for either of my characters, so I can't really argue that one. Sorry, not gonna lie. Like, it's the truth. Like, we don't have any superhuman powers here. Like, I don't, yeah.
All right.
Anyone else helping out Spoby here? Because I don't know how to fight against supernatural. Nope. Guys. They agree with me on that one.
I feel like it speaks for itself. Carla, do you?
We cutting this show short, guys. Okay, bye.
No, I mean, I think you both have like really good arguments as to how they've both shown compassion, and it's been very different because this one is people who are from a different, I guess, is it a realm or like
a different world?
Then we have somebody who's like, who really, this Pretty Little Liars, for those who haven't seen Pretty Little Liars, there is this main character who's called A, and A is trying her best to pretty much kill all these girls or maybe like get rid of them. So,
and anyone that's involved with them as well.
And anybody that's involved with them. And then just for me personally, I've seen Pretty Little Liars, so I know all the compassion that Toby has shown with different events that happened where he knew that Spencer was in danger. So we thought for a moment that he was A, but he wasn't A. He was just, he tried to get in and put his life in danger to kind of be there and be able to protect Spencer. And then he did join the police force. He did a bunch of things that got him his life in danger to save Spencer's life.
He sacrificed.
Yeah, he sacrificed a lot of stuff to save her life. So, yeah. And then Stephen said that, didn't Spoby see through each other's flaws in the face of danger? When they each other worked for A, they knew.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to fight with majestical powers because obviously Magnus has sacrificed an entire being in order to save like seven people at a time. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I don't know how to argue that. That's not fair.
And yes, Fina, Juliana, you're totally right. Spoby did join A to protect each other. They did.
Thank you.
Well, guys, I guess the decision is yours.
Well, due to the hardcore support from the chat, I feel like they made the case for Spoby. And
hallelujah! Thank God! I was worried for a second. No, sorry. That was an unfair advantage.
Your argument was great, but the chat was going off about Spoby.
All right, guys. Don't you worry, Malik fans. We'll get them with the trust.
So, it is...
I think a lot of my conversation that was just happening has to do with trust, too. But go ahead.
It is tied neck and neck.
I thought I had that one in the bag.
Because your superhuman powers? Of course. Yeah.
Steven did point that out. He's like, Spoby did it without powers.
Okay. Well, you guys just use that against me.
Pause.
Why? This was getting good.
It's about to get good again. We have our final round. Okay. In this round, it is only going to be 5 minutes amongst both of you. So
together?
You can
total?
Yeah.
What?
You can interrupt.
Fight it out.
You better have the facts ready, because we're talking all facts this round, baby.
All right.
Not just I feel, but we want facts.
Okay.
And the round is trust.
Ready, guys?
Go.
Alrighty. So, obviously, Magnus has put a lot of potions together in order to save his brother, in order to save Luke, in order to save Clary and Malik. I mean, not Malik. Alec himself. So, he's had to put a lot of different potions together and things on the line. And, obviously, Alec has had to trust him to even put himself on the line, as well as saving his family and his friends. So I feel I can't say I feel, but these specific examples of him helping save these individuals and putting everything on the line for these individuals to be saved, that deals with a lot of trust in loving that person and knowing that whatever is going to happen at the end of the day, they would make sure that they were together and it wasn't going to affect their relationship.
Okay, I'm going to go off of what everyone else was saying in the chat earlier, because the fact that they had to join A and that they are both playing the other sides, they're playing both sides here. They're playing covert operations, and at the same time, they still trusted each other instinctively. And I have to say, I have a video. You showed a video earlier. I have one. So if Steven will pull this one up for me. At the very end, you trust someone instinctively. You got a gun in their face, and you instinctively trust that they've got their back when you got your evil twin standing next to you. I don't know how much more trust you can have for a relationship.
Cue up the video.
Toby, it's me, Spencer. Don't listen to her. Look at me. You know me. You guys, come on, seriously, after everything that we've been through. Oh my God. You really do believe what you're saying. You're crazy. Please.
Tell me your favorite poem from the book you gave me.
Un orange sur la table, ta robe sur le tapis.
And there you have it. He picked Spencer over Alex. Okay? He knew. He knew his woman. And she trusted him instinctively to pick her.
But is that, like, that's not trust. That's just hoping.
That's not hope. That's trust.
That's not trust, because he legitimately is.
He trusted his instincts enough to pick the right person.
But it's not about trusting oneself.
Instincts. It's okay, she trusted him as
trusting,
well.
Trusting is like falling and knowing someone's going to catch you. They did not fall. He just was like, oh, let me be strategic and let me say, oh.
No. He grabbed her already and put her hands behind her back. He knew before he even asked that question.
But that's not trust. That's just knowing your loved one.
That's still trust.
That's not trust. Is it trust?
I think.
I feel like that's just trust that's strategic and in knowing who that person is.
Trust is blind faith, correct?
Well, I don't think she necessarily had a choice but to trust him in that situation. There was a gun involved.
Exactly. So, I mean, she did.
But I'm not saying that was trust based on the strength of their relationship. I was saying that's more she doesn't really have a choice. She's hoping
for the best. Like, I guess, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like that's full-on trust for me. That's my definition of trust.
What are people in the chat saying?
People in the chat are saying that...
Because, all right, well, I'll just say... go ahead.
So, Billie Jean Girl has statements for both. She says that Spencer didn't trust Toby to tell him about A. And then she says that Magnus told Alec about his mom, and he trusted Alec by telling him about his parents. But Naz... argued with Billie Jean, saying that she didn't want to endanger his life, and she did tell him after she knew she couldn't hide it anymore.
I guess, I don't know. My thing with trust is knowing that, obviously, with Malik, we've got the down world, and we've got the Shadowhunter world. So we have a lot of secrets that have to be told to each other in order to make this relationship work. And with having these two separate worlds that you're working with, and also kind of having to keep it not secret, but not kind of out of the eyes of your family and friends, not necessarily friends, but some of the family, in order to make sure you have to have trust with each other that you're going to...
All of this sounds exactly like what Spencer and Toby go through, but it's just not a fictitious world. It's the real world. They're playing real life and living in A and playing two different sides and having to share secrets. So right. Sounds like the exact same argument to me.
The round is over. That was very passionate, ladies.
Thank you.
Before we announce the winner, I would like you each to give a 30-second closing statement of your couple as a whole.
Candace, you go first. I went first the first round.
Fine. All right. As a whole.
Wait. I have to get the timer. Ready? Aspobigo.
As a whole, I think we it is safe to say that they have all three tiers that we've discussed tonight. They have longevity. They've gone through 7 seasons of ups and downs, but they've always ended up together, minus the very end. They were each other's first love, and they will always hold a place in each other's heart. They have trust for each other to go through such trying times and to be able to play both sides and to play covert different missions in order to protect one another and to trust each other and trust that they have each other's back is like a foundation of a relationship. And compassion, obviously, like there's a ton of passion in this relationship. All you can't deny that.
Malik, are you ready?
That goes by fast.
Yeah.
Oh. Go.
Magnus and Alec have fought demons. They fought higher powers than themselves. They have put other people in front of their relationship in order to make sure that they were taking care of one another. Every situation they've come out on top. Nothing has, things have gotten in the way. There's been little snags along the way, but at the end of the day, it's Magnus and Alec through and through. Magnus has put himself on the line and trusted Alec in so many different scenarios more than one that I can't even. What? That was not.
See? See?
It's really fast, huh?
That was.
I feel like I'm scared. Like, I don't know.
I'm scared too. Because I feel like these are unfair advantages.
I tried.
I tried too, guys.
As long as Billie Jean proud.
Billie Jean, I feel like I just need to break into song because I love your name so much.
What's going on in the chat? What's the consensus?
We're having voting.
They're deliberating.
Guys, we can't count your votes if you keep typing the same ones.
Yeah.
You don't get more than one vote.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
If they're on my side, they do.
It's just, I guess it is hard because this is
I feel like both relationships are very strong regardless. And I think magical versus like real world, I get where like certain things would have more weight.
You would have to have more trust because legitimately you could kill 5 people in 1 second.
Well, same with a gun and same with different people with a hatchet, with like being able to do all the different things and having multiple team, like people on your team, and you never know who it's at, like who's A, you never knew. So I think like where you guys have magical power, we have manpower going against us.
We have decided.
Oh God.
This is based on many things. The fans, Avi. And then the fans, obviously. And then also just who we felt brought the heat, the facts, the passion, all of that. And the winner is Malik.
I already knew that before I went into this whole
thing. You had an amazing case, but Allie just came down with the facts. She had examples.
Yeah.
Something that we
guys,
could...
Guys, we did it! Hashtag Malik!
But I just want to say Spoby is in a wonderful couple, and we are rooting for them in the alternate reality in which all these shows are real.
All right, guys.
I'm mad at you
guys. I'm excited.
I'm not talking anymore.
Malik goes on to the next round.
Yeah, they do. Fine, that whatever.
Right.
Malik, I'm coming back for you.
Malik is heading on to the next round, which means that in a couple weeks, they will be competing against Jordan and Tanji
from Famous in Love.
I don't know. I've got...
Yeah,
Drew's a hard contender. You put up a great fight. I was shaking in my boots over here. I was nervous.
Thank you. I'm sorry, guys. I let you down.
It was extreme. Like, I mean, painfully close.
Yeah.
Like, extremely close. But... Malik is, in fact, going to the next round. Next week, we have Anissa and Grace from Black Lightning versus Gordon and Dr. Lee Thompson from Gotham. So we've got some more.
So I think we're going to be constantly competing against each other. And they're constantly going to be competing.
I think so. I think that's how we pick.
I'm coming back.
Let's do this. I'm coming back with a vengeance. You're coming back to hold on to your title.
Yeah, I got to hold on to
the title. Your champions. Well, guys, that pretty much wraps everything up. I'm sorry, all my Spoby fans. I love you still so much, and I love them forever and ever. But again, thank you guys so much for joining us. We're going to have an amazing couple and an amazing showdown next week, so you won't want to miss it. Be sure to come back. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta, on Instagram at Allie Girl, and Shadowhunters fans, don't fret. We've got an after show for you every Monday at 7 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV. You will not want to miss it, and then you get all of your doses of hashtag Malik.
And what's up, guys? My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And if you're a Black Lightning fan and you're rooting for us next week, make sure to root for us tomorrow night on our after show. It is at 6 p.m. Be there.
And hey, guys, I'm your host, Carla Beltran. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. And if you're rooting for Gotham's, Hey, we haven't even started. You have to wait till next week. Officer Gordon and Dr. Lee, tune in on Thursdays to the after show for Gotham. I'll be there. You'll be there. And, of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all platforms at AfterBuzz TV.
Mwah. Bye, guys.
And follow us on Twitter. Do you shit?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Anyone that you adore can love is all.